Instagram marketing tips you need to know for your small business. First is to optimize your profile. The goal with this is to make sure that people who land on your profile or view your content know that they're in the right place and know exactly what your business does and why you're worth following. Your profile page is like a business dating profile. This is where people come to learn more about you and see if you're a good match for them. Your name and title should show who you are and what you do. Your bio should give a little more insight to what your business does and why you're worth following. It can also be a great place to throw in a little bit of personality if you see fit. And a great example of this is the Duolingo TikTok page if you go and look at their bio. And the last line of your bio is usually a great spot to include a clear call to action to guide people to the link in your bio or to a landing page that you may see fit. And another part of optimizing your profile is making sure that your profile picture is high quality and actually relevant to your brand. Tip number two is to define and understand your audience. Defining your audience is an important part of your overall branding and marketing strategy, and it's important to know the specific part of your audience that uses Instagram. So what segment of your audience is that? How are they consuming content? How do they talk? What times do they hang out and look at Instagram content? And what kind of content do they respond to? Most businesses will already know their ideal customer's info, their age, their demographics, etc. And if you already have an Instagram page, you can look at your audience insight. This is in the analytics section of Instagram, and you can pull things and see what your audience is like on Instagram. You can see things like their age, their gender, location, what days and times they're most active. And you can utilize these to make sure that your content is reaching your target audience. And one great way to utilize these is looking at the data for the most active times for your audience, and you can see when you should be posting around then. Defining and understanding your audience will let you choose the type of content that speaks the most to them and hopefully bring in the most amount of relevant followers. The next tip is to create a brand voice and personality. Your brand voice is just the personality of your brand. This includes your tone, your word choice, images, and emotions you inject into your brand. Your brand voice needs to be consistent across all of your content. An inconsistent brand voice makes it difficult for an audience to relate and trust you. And the last thing you want to be as a brand is being boring and bland with no personality. It's just a surefire way to fail on social media. Having a strong personality and identity as a brand not only strengthens your brand, but will help your content perform better as well. And some of the ways you can do this is first by defining your brand's personality. So determine the personality traits and characteristics that represent your brand. This could be professional, playful, authoritative, friendly, humorous, and this should directly line up with what resonates with your target audience. And that previous research you've done of understanding your target audience and knowing their interests and values will help you define this even better. And you want to make sure that your brand voice aligns with your overall brand identity, including your mission, values, and positioning. And keeping this consistent across Instagram and all social medias will reinforce your brand's identity and enhance its recognition. The next tip is to experiment with multiple different forms of content. There's a lot of different forms of content on Instagram, from reels to stories to normal posts. But one thing everyone should be using is Instagram Reels. Reels are a type of Instagram post that don't necessarily live on your main profile grid, but can be added if you desire. And Reels are the most popular form of content right now on Instagram. And you can see this, Reels are pretty much just that short form video content in vertical. It's kind of like TikTok videos, but for Instagram. And Reels have over twice the reach of other types of content on Instagram. And with how popular short form content is across platforms like YouTube Shorts and TikTok as well, they're really an essential part of your marketing strategy when it comes to Instagram. And one of the newer features on Instagram is being able to categorize Reels into series, which is just a feature that you can group similar content together for better discovery. And not only just better discovery, but people can see a piece of content they like, see a playlist or series, and then click into that and see more content that they want to consume instead of just hoping to see your next piece of content is something very similar to that. So it's great for discovery and just building that relationship with a potential customer. The next tip is understanding post times and post frequency. So how often you should be posting and when. So when it comes to post times, generally, wherever your audience is, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. local time, wherever your target audience is the best time to post on Instagram. Now, you can be experimenting with different times, testing a few hours before, a few hours later, and see what's a good time and what is performing better. And if you already have some social media presence, you can check your analytics on platforms like TikTok and Instagram to see what days and times have the highest number of your followers online. And when it comes to post frequency, it's going to vary depending on the resources and time you want to allocate to your social media strategy, as well as what forms of content you're posting. If you're posting reels, 3 to 5 times a week is great. Overall, 3 to 5 times a week is normal. Anything more than that, a lot of times it'll feel somewhat annoying, like it's too much. Anything less than, I'd say, once or twice a week is hard to be relevant in the conversation. So 3 to 5 times a week, and you can add in stories here, you can add in normal posts, reels, a combination. It is going to depend on your resources and the time you do have to allocate to it. The next tip is going to be turn your stories into Instagram highlights. Your best Instagram stories can be immortalized on your profile when you organize them into story highlights. These are little bubbles you're going to see on the bottom of your profile. And what these are collections of stories that you can categorize by type, product, season, or the purpose of them. Normally, for a business, I would like to turn these into a couple different things. So whatever's the most relevant type of content that your audience is consuming, it can save that story into that highlight. So for example, for a business, I would have a certain type of content first, then maybe you have customer reviews, you might have features of a product, you might also feature different customers who are posting or sharing your things as well. So any stories that you save, you can save these into what are like mini playlists for stories on the bottom of your profile called story highlights. And it's a great way for someone who just lands on your page to quickly see what you're about and what type of content you have. So anything that's just promotional product, you normally don't want at the front when you organize it, because that's going to be the first thing they click on. And you can set little thumbnails for these so it is relevant and they can see what it is, as well as a little title for it. The next tip is to try utilizing Instagram ads or boosting your top performing posts. While the main goal is to reach more customers with your organic content strategy, there's a lot of benefit in testing out paid Instagram ads. You can get more reach this way and better targeting, so you know you're targeting your specific audience. You can do things like boosting your top performing posts. You know these are resonating well with your current audience, so getting them shown to even more people can be a beneficial way to get in more leads and more followers that way. You can also do things like boost an influencer marketing campaign that you had, promote a sale, or just use ads when you're trying to reach a new market. And some of the best practices for utilizing ads are to understand that it's not supposed to be a direct sales pitch. You're supposed to blend the line between normal content and promotional content. So depending on your goal, this could be to get a lead, sell a product, or just increase your reach and followers. The main goal with ads is to somewhat entertain the audience and also offer something of value that they would want, so you can get those leads in that way. So blending between normal content and promotional between those can be beneficial for growing on Instagram and increasing your business. The next tip is to not be afraid of Instagram influencers. According to one study, 87% of participants reported buying products based off of an influencer's recommendation. Influencer endorsements not only increase a brand's reach on Instagram, but also send trust signals to users as well. And when it comes to working with influencers, these don't have to be people with millions of followers. The best influencers normally, especially for a small to medium-sized business, are the medium to smaller-sized influencers, because they have usually the best engagement and reach for the price they're at. Now, you don't want someone with 10,000 followers usually, but someone with 50 to 500,000 followers is usually the sweet spot. They're not so big that their audience is irrelevant towards your niche. It's a lot more beneficial to work with someone who has 50,000 followers, but is very honed in on your specific niche and that type of content, so their audience is very relevant, compared to someone with 300,000 followers that is a lot more general of an audience, because you know it might not resonate with them as well. And if it doesn't resonate, then it's probably not going to get as much reach because that content is not performing well with its current audience and not getting pushed out even more. So finding these smaller influencers that are very relevant in a specific niche can be very beneficial and a great way or side piece to running Instagram ads. And a great way to think about this is comparing it to the average CPM, which is just the cost per 1,000 impressions, and seeing what it would be compared to an actual Instagram ad. So let's say an Instagram ad per 1,000 views, you're paying, we'll just say $10. It's right around there right now. Well, if you can get an influencer to do a post and their CPM comes out to, on average, $5, that's going to be a lot better spend of your money. And you know you're targeting a pretty relevant audience, and that's going to live there on their page forever. So just looking at their average content, how well it does, usually branded content isn't going to do as well as their normal content. So take it with a grain of salt, see what it is, and see if it would make sense to work with that influencer, or even just test out a couple. But these don't have to be huge influencers where you're spending tens of thousands of dollars. These small to medium sized influencers work great as well. The next tip is to not spend too much time worrying about hashtags. Hashtags have their place, but they're not anywhere near important as they were a couple years ago, and they continue to be less and less important. Before, hashtags used to be a way for people to be found. People would look through hashtags to see relevant posts. Right now, there are so many posts under all of those and so many people utilizing hashtags that it's almost irrelevant when it comes to that. But hashtags do have a place on Instagram, because they help tell Instagram what your content is about so they can show it to a more relevant audience. So if I'm posting something about, let's say, fitness, and I'm using hashtags about movies and Halloween, it's probably not going to perform as well because it might think that some of my content is about those things as well. So using relevant hashtags can be very beneficial for helping classify your content and show it to the correct audience. That's just one factor in many when it comes to Instagram showing your content to who they think would enjoy it. And if they are showing it to more of your target audience who are more likely to engage with it, it's going to perform better and snowball from there. So throwing in a ton of huge hashtags really isn't the best strategy. Having a couple specific hashtags is great. And if you do end up running across some that are relevant and performing well, any trending hashtags or things that are relevant, and you can utilize those, that can be a great way because it does look like they do push the timely type of hashtag and content a little bit stronger when the time comes with those trending hashtags. But don't spend a ton of time trying to figure out an entire hashtag strategy. They're really not that big of a deal anymore. They do help, like I said, classify the content, but don't waste too much time on hashtags. The next tip is to utilize your analytics. This is one of the biggest mistakes I see people making, is not utilizing their analytics. They're one of the most important tools when it comes to being successful on social media. It pretty much just gives you valuable insights into what type of content your audience wants to see and how they're responding to your current content. You'll be able to see what type of content and what forms of content, how long the content is, and maybe how you're titling it or framing it, and see how it's performing with your current audience. This will give you an idea of what to post more of, what to post less of. You can look at things, for example, on videos, you can see the average watch time. That's usually a great way to see if someone or some audience is staying on the video and actually watching it, they're interested in it and it's relevant to them, versus is everyone just clicking off right away. And a lot of these factors are what drive the algorithm to promote your content even more. So knowing, hey, is this getting good engagement, likes and comments? Is this have a good watch time? A lot of times is directly correlated with if your content's getting pushed and will it be pushed even more and get more reach. So utilizing these is pretty much imperative when it comes to understanding if certain content is performing well or if you should pivot and try a different type of content or even different posting times. You can look at your analytics and see how they're performing and just take everything into account. Now just don't just do this with, oh, I tried one piece of content and didn't do well, so I'm not going to try it anymore. Usually you have to test the same type of content 3 or 4 times. Not saying the exact same piece, but the same kind of style or category. Give it multiple tries at different times, different days, and slight different twists, and see what resonates with your audience. And the final tip, and the most basic, is be consistent. This is something that can take time. You're not just going to get 100,000 followers overnight. While it is possible to grow extremely quickly, content is the backbone of Instagram marketing. So being able to create good content that's relevant to your audience can take some time, can take some resources, but it's definitely worth it in the long run. And don't be afraid to test different things, try them, and then optimize where you see fit. And eventually you'll find a strategy that will start working for your Instagram marketing. Social media and Instagram in general are just some of the best ways to get free marketing and content and engagement when you compare it to the cost of running ads on this and the amount of eyeballs you're actually reaching. So be consistent with it. It can take some time. You're going to find a lot more content that doesn't work well than what does, but double down on what is working and just be transparent, have that brand voice and communicate with your audience, provide customer support, and just be well-rounded on Instagram and your marketing strategy will follow. So that is it for this video. I hope you guys enjoyed. If you have any questions, feel free to leave them down below and I'll see you in the next video.
Tired of feeling overwhelmed with marketing your small business? Let our experienced marketing team help your business grow. With personalized strategies tailored to meet your needs, we'll help you stand out in a crowded market. Contact us today for more information at foxsocialmedia.com.